Let us worship God and let us sing to God's praise in Psalm 37. Psalm 37, and we're going to sing the last verses of the psalm from verse number 35. The Psalm 37, the last verses from verse 35. I saw the wicked, great in power, spread like a green bay tree. He passed, yea, was not. Him I sought, but found he could not be. And this verse, 37. Mark thou the perfect, and behold the man of uprightness, because that surely of this man the latter end is peace. Psalm 37, verses 35 to the end of the psalm. Now let us read some verses in the Acts of the Apostles in chapter 10. This is the story of Peter, you may remember, preaching in the household of Cornelius, the Roman soldier, and how God had commanded Cornelius to send for Peter to come and to preach to him the way of salvation. Peter responds to the invitation with some hesitation, but he does respond and goes with those messengers who were sent by Cornelius, and he accompanies them back to the house of Cornelius. And we're going to pick up the reading at verse 25. And this is how Peter enters into the house of Cornelius. At verse 25. And as Peter was coming in, Cornelius met him and fell down at his feet and worshipped him. But Peter took him up, saying, Stand up, I myself also am a man. And as he talked with him, he went in and found many that were come together. And he said unto them, You know how that it is not it is unlawful thing for a man that is a Jew to keep company or to come into one of another nation. But God has showed me that I should not call any man common or unclean. Therefore I am come unto you without gainsaying as soon as I was sent for. I ask therefore for what intent you have sent for me. And Cornelius said, 4 days ago I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour I prayed in my house, and behold, a man stood before me in bright clothing, and said, Cornelius, thy prayer is heard, and thine alms are had in remembrance at the sight of God. Send therefore to Joppa, and call hither Simon, whose surname is Peter. He is lodged in the house of one Simon, a tanner by the seaside, who, when he comes, shall speak unto thee. Immediately therefore I sent to thee, and thou hast well done that thou art come. Now therefore, we are all here present before God, to hear all things that are commanded thee of God. We'll leave it there for the moment. Let us join together now in prayer. Eternal God, once again we are informed in the scriptures of God's good intention to bring the gospel to the nations of the earth, and that this gospel is brought to men by men of God's choosing. And we are encouraged to read of many incidents, not only in the New Testament, but in the Old Testament also, of God laying his hand upon men to give them a burden, to preach the word of the Lord, to put words in their mouth, to put grace in their hearts, to put compassion into their hearts also, enabling them to overcome natural prejudices and perhaps religious strict upbringing in order to see the wider purpose of God for all the nations of the earth. And as we come to this 10th chapter in the Acts of the Apostles, we are being reminded yet again of how the gospel is to go forth from Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and unto all the nations of the earth. And we find in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, O God, the gradual unfolding of this great spreading enterprise of the gospel, overcoming the reluctance of the church, overcoming the sinful hearts of men, and overcoming every obstacle that is raised against the knowledge of God, in order that the gospel might be preached in all the world before the end comes. And we pray that we would not only approve and agree with this great spread, but that we would be participants, that we would be praying for it, that in our own little world we would be willing to speak of it, a word in season, witnessing to those to whom we have contacts, not only our families and in the security and safety of a church, but also in the wider world where we mingle with other people, many of whom belong to a different religion, many belong to no religion, many have no knowledge and no interest in the Christian faith. Many have never heard it. Many have never been challenged by it. Many perhaps have never really understood what it means to be spoken by a Christian concerning these things. And so as we consider again the message in the Acts of the Apostles, we pray that we would be stimulated, that we'd be enlightened, that we'd be encouraged, that we'd be emboldened, because the message of the Acts of the Apostles is a message of victory. It is a message of irresistible spread. It is a message that Christ has already told his disciples about. The gates of hell will never be able to prevail against the church that he is building. The gates of Hades and death and sin and the world will never be able to destroy the church, and they will never be able successfully to resist the onslaught, the evangelistic thrust of the gospel. And so we pray that as we gather here now once again around the open scriptures, that we would be listening in, as it were, to Peter preaching, and to see the glad and glorious results of the plain preaching of the gospel. What the gospel is all about, what the gospel gives, what the gospel records, what the gospel promises. Help us then to worship in the presence of the living Word of the living God. Grant us grace then to pay attention to ourselves, to take to heart the message, not simply that we would agree with it concerning the conversion of Cornelius and his household and the others of whom we read in the Acts of the Apostles, but that it would impact our own hearts, that we would be concerned also to be among those who believe the preaching of the Word. And if we have never believed it before, O God, we pray that we would believe it now, because it is a message that is worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and we are all the chief of sinners, every one of us. And he came not only to save, but he came seeking out sinners, naming them by name, Saul of Tarsus, Cornelius the Roman, Lydia the seller of purple, and so on. We find always the individual call, as the good shepherd calls his sheep by name. May we hear our name called out by Christ and be glad and respond, and like good sheep we would follow him and not listen to other voices as they appeal to us, but that we would hear the voice of the good shepherd, recognizing its import, recognizing its finality, its accuracy, its graciousness, and responding to its overtures. Help us then, O God Most High, as once again we sit under the Word, and we pray that our ears would be open, and like the psalmist of old, we would resolve, I will hear what God the Lord will speak, because he will speak peace unto his people. This is our prayer, O God, as we gather now to hear the word of God, as the household of Cornelius gathered together to listen to the preaching of the Apostle Peter. So we gather now to hear the same preaching, O God. This is our desire, this is our prayer, this is our thanks, that there is such a word for us even today. And so we ask for mercy and grace to this end, and all for God's glory, always for God's glory we pray, and always and only in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to continue to read in Acts chapter 10, and we will read Peter's famous words to Cornelius on that occasion. So we begin to read at verse number 34 to the end of Acts chapter 10. At verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem, whom they slew and hanged on a tree, him God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before by God, even to us who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. And he commanded us to preach unto the people, and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the living and the dead. To him give all the prophets witness, that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sins, the sending away of sins. While Peter yet spoke these words, the Holy Spirit fell on all them which heard the word, and they of the circumcision which believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Spirit. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. Then answered Peter, Can any man forbid water, that these should not be baptized, which have received the Holy Ghost as well as we? And he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord. Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. And no doubt Peter did remain certain days, confirming these new converts. May God bless his word to us. And we remind you again of the notices, the Wednesday meeting at 7 o'clock around the recorded word of God, and next Lord's Day, the same hours, 10:30 a.m. and 4:30 in the afternoon. We expect to go to air again, and we invite you to join with us around the Holy Scriptures to hear the word of the Lord. Well, these are all the notices that I will mention at this present time. And we shall continue now to sing in Psalm 122, Psalm number 122, and we shall sing verses 1 to 9. 122, verses 1 to 9. I joyed when to the house of God go up, they said to me, Jerusalem, within thy gates our feet shall standing be. And so on to the end of the psalm.